Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/news ad free. That's amazon.com/news ad free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is a CC Radio podcast.
It was just the most massive thing I've ever seen. To tell you the honest truth, I thought, well, we're the only ones left on this planet. Something's happened. We've missed something here.
The fear that went in me when I seen it was just the feeling. I'd say it was fear, but I've never felt that feeling before in my entire life.
It's a weird feeling, like you can't explain it when you don't know. You feel like you're being followed, but you don't know what it is.
We had two to our right, another one in front of us, another one to the left, and another one just across the road, shaking the daylight out of the tree. All we get was a big red eye.
I remember waking up and looking at the end of the bed, and there was a figure there, almost insect-like, and then I blacked out.
Welcome to the show, everyone. You are listening to Believe Paranormal and UFO Radio. My name is Cade Moyer, and thanks for tuning in. If you've had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook at facebook.com/believeUFOradio. If you enjoy this episode, there are a few things you can do to help the show. Firstly, you can go to iTunes and leave us a 5-star rating and review. Or you can share the show around social media with your friends and family, and that would help us grow. Tonight, I'm joined by Dylan, and Dylan's the host of one of my favorite podcasts of all time, the Paranormal Thoughts podcast, which is produced here in Australia as well. Dylan, welcome to the show.
Thank you so much for having me, Cade. I must say I'm a massive fan of your show, so it's great to be here with you tonight.
Mate, this is just going to be a roundtable of saying how much we like each other's podcast because, to be honest, mate, you do a really fantastic show. And for those who listen to this podcast, definitely go check out Dylan's show because his audio quality is about 10,000 times better than mine. The guy's like an audio engineer or something like that. It sounds perfect.
Ah, oh, thanks, man.
So, mate, what got you down this whole paranormal rabbit hole? Because that's exactly what it is. Once you step into this, there's no coming out.
That is exactly right. I think after you open your mind up to everything paranormal, you can't close it. You just get deeper and deeper and further into it. But I'm not really sure exactly where it started, but I've always kind of remembered and just enjoying frightening, spooky kind of content, and then obviously kind of getting more into maybe the scientific kind of aspect of it. Like I remember just always enjoying the thing of being scared, I think, as a kid, which was always kind of weird. Loved horror movies and everything. And then I remember I was quite young, and my grandfather had some old like VHS tapes from the 80s of some UFO documentaries and close encounter type experiences. And I remember watching those, which I wouldn't say the content was mature, but it was obviously for adults and kind of a little bit frightening, I suppose, to, you know, hear about people openly speak about the idea of being abducted by aliens and so on. But I was like, wow, this is actually kind of happening. And then from there, I remember, you know, being in high school, going into the library and finding like UFO books and people being like, you don't actually believe in this, do you? I'm like, yeah. And then now, you know, we're in 2020 and now, you know, look at the world now, and people are, you know, actually coming to the realization of, oh, this actually does exist and so on. So it's like, yeah, well, look at that. But it's always been this ongoing thing. And then I think I started Paranormal Thoughts in 2016, and it was just this moment. I was driving home really late one night, and I'm a massive fan of podcasts, always have been. And it wasn't originally meant to start out like a podcast. I just kind of opened up my recording software, set up my mic. It was probably like, you know, 1 a.m, real sort of early in the morning, and just started speaking. And I was like, I don't really know what this is, but I saved the file as like Paranormal Thoughts, because that's literally what it was. I was just there kind of talking to myself, almost like a journal in a way, of just what I sort of believe and, you know, my sort of view on it. And then I ended up just putting it on the internet. I mean, I just added the word podcast on the end. So there was Paranormal Thoughts Podcast. And literally that is online still now. That is the first episode. And if you do listen to it, which I don't really recommend, like I don't even, like I'm very confused. And I'm kind of like, I don't know if I'm going to put this on the internet. I mean, I kind of did. And that's kind of just where it started. I just wanted to express my sort of thoughts and it all just kind of spread from there, really.
And that's one thing I actually really enjoy about your podcast is that you, it's almost like a self-discovery for yourself about the topic that you're talking about, because you go into each of the things that you talk about and it's kind of like, here's the facts that I know, here's the facts that are kind of, well, not facts, maybe rumors or, you know, the speculation around topic X, Y, and Z, and here's how I feel about those. And it's not like you kind of go out there and say, this is definitely what's going on. You just kind of air your thoughts, which I think is a really, really, I guess, refreshing way of doing something with the paranormal, because, as you know, there's researchers out there who go absolutely nuts if you think the way that you're doing it is the right way and it's different to theirs. And it's kind of like you just start an absolute shit show.
Yeah, it's sort of, I guess it's a very selfish way of me doing it. It's like, here's my thoughts, and if you don't kind of agree with that, then that's totally fine. But that's just kind of what it was, because I felt the need that a lot of other people were talking about these kind of topics, and they would either just speak with other people or just kind of say, you know, here's what I've read, and that's kind of it, and just kind of leave it as a bit of a closed book. But it's like, if someone's listening to you and returns to you to hear, you know, all these different stories and all this research that you're doing, like surely they're probably somewhat interested in what you believe. And I'm finding the more and more I do it, the more and more skeptical I'm kind of getting. And it's becoming a lot harder for me now to kind of look into some certain topics and go like, okay, how can this possibly be happening? Like surely there's another explanation. So it's kind of, it is that thing of that journey, that sort of discovery of just what all of this really means, you know?
I think that's a really good way of approaching basically any topic when it comes to the weird and wonderful world of the paranormal, you know, be that yowies, be that UFOs, be that ghosts, because if you go out there and you really have that mindset that everything that you kind of see, read, or watch is 100% legit, you kind of end up looking like a little bit of a fool, because it's everyone, I'm so keen to believe everything that I see, but I go through a process of illumination and I try to find like what's wrong with this, what's fake about this. And then if I have nothing else left to kind of pull apart on it, I go, oh, geez, that might be legit.
Yeah, exactly. And I think that's exactly what really everyone should do to a certain extent, you know, take all the information, you know, question. That's literally what I think the paranormal really is. It's just questioning everything. You know what I mean? It's just that thing of, as much as you want to believe sometimes, you know, it totally goes back to that X-Files thing all the time, but it does do a service, you know, to these topics if you kind of, you know, don't just jump straight in without kind of maybe having a little look and having a little bit of a think, because I think that's the big thing with the paranormal and, you know, everything. Like conspiracy theories have a really negative connotation, but it's like, no, that is once again just questioning everything, not just taking it at face value, you know, but people... It sort of, yeah, it sort of muddies the water a bit when people don't do exactly that. They just kind of jump in and go, this is what I believe now. This is what this is.
Absolutely. And I do it also as a kind of a justice to the people who have been guests on my show before, because I only put people on the show who I believe had genuine encounters or, yeah, you know, have genuinely believed that they've had that type of encounter. And If I go out there and I start saying, that's real, that's real, that's real, and start pulling Oprah Winfrey, and, you know, everyone's seen the paranormal, it's a real disservice to anyone who's come on my show to share something that they've genuinely encountered.
Of course, yeah, and that's the best way to do it. And I'm the same too. I don't have a ton of guests on my show, but when I do, believe me, like I truly believe that whatever they've experienced is real to them in whatever regard, you know. So it's good to hear that, you know, and I've listened to your show a bunch, so I kind of already got that anyway, but I feel like we're very much so on the same page there.
Yeah, absolutely. So Dylan, when it comes to doing a paranormal type podcast, have you had a paranormal encounter yourself?
Yeah, I've had quite a few, I suppose, and they're nothing too out of the ordinary, I suppose, you know, for a lot of people listening. I think when you start to speak with people a lot of people tend to have something unusual and maybe somewhat unexplained that's happened to them, you know. I feel like my family is sort of very much so like that. Like my grandmother, you know, used to tell the story that she would see like a lady in white watching over my dad's crib back in England and so on when he was an infant. And then even, you know, like my mum, even her whole side of the family too, you know, I've kind of always believed in paranormal and so on. And like my mum would wake up in the middle of the night, see like these red orbs in her room. And weird things like that have always kind of, you know, I guess sort of just growing up with that, I must say like my parents sort of did grow, sort of raised me in a sense to be aware of that stuff a little bit. And I would do the exact same thing, you know, when I have kids as well, as just being open to things. But I guess like activity would always seem to happen at my parents' house, right? And it was only ever when someone had passed recently. So I'd always assumed it to be a family member. And I can tell you something as of recent as 2 weeks. So literally a month ago, my dad's dad passed. And so I went back to Queensland and stayed with my parents. And we were all sitting on the patio. And then the TV in the lounge room was just on in the background. It kept turning itself up. And that is such a typical thing that like my grandfather would do. And like it's just that thing of, okay, the TV's never turned itself up before. So it's not just going to start doing that, you know. So it's always been things like that. So I've had a fair few uncles pass and so on, and you know, I'd be eating dinner at the dinner table, or you know, my whole family downstairs would hear footsteps upstairs and we'd all be looking at one another like, okay, that's one of mum's brothers or so on. Or even I remember coming home, I think I came home from uni one day, it was like the middle of the day, and I can't tell you exactly what was going on upstairs, but there was enough kind of movement and ruckus for me to think that either my dad was already home or my sister. There was even just like an energy of someone's home. So I just kind of, you know, I don't think I went upstairs. And then, I don't know, I must have been downstairs for about an hour or so. And I was like, where is whoever was upstairs? And I go up there and there's just no one home. I was like, okay, that's really weird. You know, so just little things like that, I suppose, which, you know, you could easily dismiss or so on. But one evening in that same house, I was sitting out on the patio with my mum, and she was facing me, and she was looking into the kitchen, and I was facing away, kind of at a wall. So the kitchen light was, I guess, splashing onto the wall behind my mum. So, you know, I'm just seeing nothing but light on the wall, and I'm just chatting to my mum, and I see this perfect silhouette of someone walking behind me, and then that shadow is casting onto the wall I'm looking at. I didn't think anything of it. I was just like, okay, I guess my sister's just come downstairs to get something or what have you. But it was a perfect figure of a person, right? So I was like, okay, fair enough. And then half an hour later, I hear my sister come down the stairs. I was like, hang on, I don't remember her hearing her go back up the stairs. So I turn around, she's in the kitchen just doing whatever. I was like, weren't you just down here? Like, I don't remember you going upstairs. She's like, no, I haven't been down like all night. I was like, no, but I saw you walk. Well, I saw something, and it would have to have been you, like dad's in bed. She's like, no, I haven't been downstairs. And I was like, I definitely saw a perfect silhouette of someone.
That's, you know, that creepy.
That was probably the first moment I ever kind of went, that was 100% real. There's nothing else that could have done that.
So you're pretty much a believer before you had that encounter there. Is that safe to assume?
Yeah, definitely.
So that happened there. Did that kind of just change things for you after that?
Yeah, a little bit, I think. I think it's that thing of once you have an encounter similar to that, and you, I guess you already believe too prior to that, it's just reassuring that it's like, okay, all of these stories that you hear, what you know, you watch on TV, you listen to podcasts, you read about, it's like, okay, this is one of those moments, you know, and it's just, they happen so fast in a sense as well sometimes. Like another massive moment for me, just like, this is jumping ahead some years. I did a ghost hunt at the Boggo Road Jail in Brisbane, and It was a very quiet night. There wasn't much activity going on. And I think they split us up into three groups or so. And I made my mum come with me because no one else wanted to come with me. My girlfriend didn't. None of my friends were too keen on it. But my mum, obviously having some experiences herself, I was like, I think you should come and do this tour. And she wasn't that keen. Like she's interested in the paranormal, but it freaks her out, like, you know, which is totally understandable. But I was like, no, we're going to go and we're going to go like look for them. Like, it's going to be really fun, trust me. So we're at this jail and it's the middle of winter. It's freezing. And a group of us are on the second floor of I believe it was a wet hall for the guards. But at one point it was also a hospital. So there's maybe 12 of us with the tour guide in this room. It's big, just wooden floored room. There's only like one way in, one way out. We, you know, came through a door, went up two flights of stairs. Then we were just in this massive hall pretty much. So we were all sitting down the very back wall furthest away from where we entered. And we're all just sitting there quietly. And then we hear these clear as day footsteps coming up the stairs to the point where like my mum started panicking. She's like, what is that? You know, and then the fact of I was there with 12 other people and we're all just looking at one another, like it was the most eerie thing when those footsteps got to the top of the staircase and there's just nothing there. And that was probably the biggest moment. That's probably the biggest thing I've experienced where I've just gone, I've just witnessed this with 12 other people. That was full on, you know, it was the most unsettling thing in a sense, but it was just that massive moment of, wow, this is actual evidence that there's enough people here that have all witnessed it. That couldn't have been faked. There's a clear difference when you know you're in a room and you're hearing something as well. But I was just, that was probably the moment a few years ago now. That was before I started the podcast too, I believe. But that was probably that one moment where I'm going, wow, there's something to this.
And now a quick word from our sponsor.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Also, are you wanting more content? Why not become a Believe Plus member? You'll get access to exclusive podcasts and episodes that aren't available to the public. Not only that, you'll also get our regular feed without any ads. Head to believepod.com/plus to sign up today for just $5 a month. Yeah, that's a moment that just kind of changes everything, really. If you weren't a believer before then, you would have been after that, because I'm always a really, really big fan of experiences that are shared with other people, and yeah, to share it with 12 others, that's huge, you know, like to go there and say, yeah, we were all here and we all heard the same thing and we didn't see anyone at the top of those stairs. That's a big thing.
Yeah, it was just that moment, and people have said to me, well, okay, you were on a ghost hunt, like that could have easily been faked. And I've sort of said, yeah, like that is something that could easily be faked, but you'd have to be in the room and get the sense of what we're there to do. My big thing was, that was the only thing that happened that night. I was like, if they're going to fake this, we're going to be getting, you know, we better be getting a show, really, you know what I mean, if we're paying for this. But it's totally that thing of you just have to be there to really experience what it's, even the feeling of 12 people just being like, that doesn't make any sense. Your brain starts to think, we're meant to see someone right now. There's no one there. You know, it was insane. It was probably the coolest thing I've ever experienced, really.
Is there anything that you've discovered throughout your, I guess, your travels throughout the podcast world of the paranormal that kind of really stick with you more than others?
I guess, like, I always come back to the whole UFO alien abduction kind of thing. It fascinates me time again. You know, I suppose the only experiences I've really had are sort of more traditional paranormal ghostly kind of experiences, but there's something about this alien kind of topic which it's so deep, and there's so many different angles, there's so many different researchers, experiences who have similar but massively different stories. And it's constantly a thing where people find out that I'm into it, and it becomes a bit of a like a joke as well, which I'm totally happy to play into as well. You know, it's all good and well, but it's that thing of it's just fascinating. You find like a little bit more information. You go, this makes total sense to the way our society works now, or, you know, in the whole ancient alien type theory. It's just, I feel it's so heavily connected to mankind and human life that it's so much bigger too than, I suppose, like, you know, me talking about it on a paranormal podcast. But it's just still, it's still, you know, hasn't quite gotten the legs that it sort of needs for more people to really take it seriously. I think it's obviously a massive topic and people always love coming back to it, but for me it's just, it's so, you can't deny it, you know what I mean, like what people are seeing. I think there's so much evidence, but that's the thing for me where I don't know, I just love that topic, and a lot of other people do, but I'm trying to always do justice to that particular theory.
Yeah, I think the whole alien UFO topic is one of the biggest rabbit holes that I guess a person could really go down, because there is really so many different avenues that you can go down, because you've got the I guess the standard UFO lights in the sky type of encounters where, you know, it can be maybe easily explained or it can be totally unexplainable depending on the encounter. Then you go to the far opposite side of that, where you have people who get abducted, and some of those they vary so much. You know, you have people who have pleasant encounters, you have people who have absolutely terrifying encounters. It's such a varied scale, and I think that's what interests me the most about that whole alien and UFO field, because some of those things they're genuinely terrifying, and you really wouldn't want to wish them on anyone. And then you hear some people have these absolutely fascinating encounters with UFOs, like people who have these gigantic UFOs that go right over the top of them, and they don't get to share the experience with anyone else. And it's just like, wow, that was that just for me?
I know, right? It's so fascinating, the amount of stories that are so similar, but yet there's so many different. So that's always the thing. It's hard to know exactly what is going on. You know, is it all, you know, related to government involvement? Is it not that? Is it, you know, I don't know. It's, and I kind of have really subscribed to the idea that ETs are God in some way. You know, I think they are the creators and so on, and have been very influential in our existence and so on. And you know, that a lot of people look at you weird when you talk about it like that, but it's like, nah, it's kind of it's not far off when you start to really look at the sort of big picture. You know, it takes a lot to kind of get through to that, I think, sometimes, but it's so in depth, and it's constantly just fascinating. There's always more and more to learn about, and it gets pretty overwhelming, I'm not gonna lie. It's hard, because at the end of the day you still can't come to a conclusion, you know, unlike a lot of other topics within the paranormal. You know, like you mentioned Yowies earlier, you know, you can look at experiences and I guess, you know, footprints or any sort of other evidence we can kind of conclude to and make somewhat of a pretty, I'd say, across the board scenario for what this being is. But you know, when you look at something like just alien abductions, you're like, well, what is this? And I don't know, it's really puzzling, but so fascinating at the same time.
I may be putting you on the spot here, Dylan, but is there a UFO encounter / abductee encounter that really stands out for you? Because you do quite a lot of these type of topics on your podcast, and it's something that, you know, if I had 1% more dedication to the craft like you do, I would do the research and stuff like that. But, you know, there's people like you out there who do this already, and you do such a fantastic job. But, yeah, is there a standout case for you when it comes to the UFO field?
I wouldn't say there's just one. I think it becomes really interesting when you look at a bunch of very influential kind of cases and start to, you know, really connect dots, I suppose, in a sense. And I think it's interesting too, because there's almost a bit of a timeline with some of this stuff. It's like you look at, you know, I guess the biggest first alien abduction is, you know, your Betty and Barney Hill which I believe is in 1966, maybe around that sort of time, I think. And, you know, that's your very typical kind of grey alien type experience and so on. I mean, you know, you look at something like the Travis Walton case, which I can't exactly remember off the top of my head how he explained those beings, but they weren't your traditional kind of grey. And then, you know, even now, I've spoken to people who have seen, you know, almost like U-shaped type skull, almost like hammerhead shark kind of beings and so on. So there's a lot of interesting timelines with, you know, I guess what people were kind of seeing at that particular time, which I suppose makes sense if one particular species were conducting a bunch of experiences, you know, within a two-year kind of stint, then I suppose, you know, those years people are going to be seeing that similar thing. But I have spoken to a lot of everyday kind of experiences, and I always love their stories, because I guess the thing is, when you look at, you know, I guess if you were to go into Google and say, you know, top 10 most influential or biggest UFO stories, they're often very pretty detailed, which is great, you know, but it is also that thing of so many people don't remember much of the experience as well. So I'm not saying that, you know, people couldn't remember, you know, the entire timeline if they were to go get, you know, have hypnotic regression type therapy or anything like that. But for the most part, what I've sort of found is people remember, you know, sort of almost like the beginning and the end and maybe a tiny bit of the middle and so on. But from people I've spoken to, it's been fascinating, you know, and quite traumatic for all these people too. I've spoken to one lady who was pregnant and she lost the baby, but it was a really strange, almost like phantom pregnancy in a sense that she was pregnant. So she went back to her doctor after this abduction, and then there was no trace at all of the fetus, and she was some months pregnant, so there would have been something, even, you know, if the fetus had died or what kind of have you, there should have been something to say, yeah, you were pregnant, but, you know, she's in there, you know, the week before, whatever, having scans, like things like that, where you're, it's just, you know, a regular person and they're just telling you this. It's like, okay, like this is real. You know what I mean? Like, this is very real to people, and it's not all, you know, lights in the sky, it was taken, has some samples. It's like there's something bigger kind of going on, in my opinion. And it seems like that whole kind of hybrid kind of thing definitely makes sense. They're definitely interested that we can, you know, have children and so on. Whether or not they can or can't, or, you know, I don't really know, but there's definitely some interest in that aspect of us. I know that wasn't your question at all, but I just kind of ended up there. But
no, it's that's great, because, you know, it really does lead to a really interesting, I guess, discussion topic, because I've had a guest on my show multiple times, Jane Pooley, who's an alien abductee. And has what she references to Humalian children. She was part of a selective breeding, yes, program.
Yep.
And she claims that she has these alien hybrid children. She would murder me for calling them that. She calls them Humalians. But she really alluded to the fact that she works in a professional field in the medical industry. And she said that it is fairly, I wouldn't say fairly well known, but it is known enough in the medical industry that these types of, I guess, experiments or programs are happening, where human mothers are producing fetuses that may not be of this earth, which really blew my mind.
It's pretty wild, isn't it? And this is the thing. This is, you know, as you said, a medical professional who is coming forward and expressing this, you know, and there's a lot of people in a similar position as well. And it's just fascinating. It's wild. It's honestly, once you start to really just look into things, it's like, how are we denying this? You know, and it's just totally that thing of either people aren't ready or people will never kind of be ready. They're just happy, you know, to go to work, buy a house, buy a car, retire, you know, and that's kind of fine. We're definitely creatures of habit, but there are some of us who are like, no, this is, there's stuff going on, you know, and it's, we kind of want to know a lot of it. And I don't think, you know, I don't think we'll ever really get the full story in our lifetime, in all honesty. But I think it's just so fascinating to look into it. And that's the biggest thing. Like, as you just said there, speaking with experiences, that's the best way to get the information. You know, there's this massive theory, you know, about government involvement and that we have to, you know, get all this declassified information from the government. But it's like, you don't even need any of that, in my opinion, because people who have these experiences, you speak to enough of them and it starts to paint a pretty good picture, and you can start to really just step back and go, okay, I can start to see a bit of a story that's going on here. And, you know, it's, I think everyone, people already have the answers. It's already inside of a lot of people. It's just finding the right people to speak to and, you know, kind of make the conclusion from that.
Definitely. And like you said, when you talk to all of these different people, you will find a common element. There's something that kind of links these stories in one way or another to really lead to the credence of, you know, these said experiences, these said abductions, things like that.
Definitely. It is so wild, in all honesty. That's why I'm just so fascinated with the topic. So if anyone's listening who hasn't really gotten into that whole world, like, prepare yourself, because you're going to be forever changed, in all honesty. It's wild, but so fascinating.
So one of the big things that you cover on your podcast is obviously the paranormal. And you go into some really fascinating topics. And one of my favorite episodes that you've done is about the, I guess you would say, exorcisms.
Yes, with Long Island exorcist. He's the only returning guest I've had on the podcast, and I'm trying to think when I first did that first episode, but it was some years ago now. And at that time, I think I, you know, made a post on like an exorcist type subreddit, and was just like, is there anyone who wants to come forward and speak to me about exorcisms? Because I didn't necessarily believe in it, even though I'd spoken to people who were pretty sure on it. But I was like, I don't know, it just doesn't really make any sense to me. So I really wanted to hear from someone. And then here comes this guy by the name of the Long Island Exorcist. And it was wild, in all honesty. It was not what I was expecting. I was like, okay, so how does an exorcism work? And he's like, oh, I perform like meditation and Reiki on people. I was like, what? Really? He's like, yeah. Like, it's not this whole thing of praying over someone and then throwing up in buckets and levitating. He's like, that's not what it is. It's these, you know, negative entities, or, you know, just negative energy, just kind of taking over people to whatever extent. And that he uses his Reiki ability to pretty much work through people. And he can do this remotely as well. So, you know, I think he's in, obviously he's in Long Island, and he does this, you know, for people over America and so on. And he can exercise these people. And I was blown away, because I was like, this is not the conversation I thought we'd be having at all. Then here we were, you know. And then I've spoken to him, I think it was last year now, and it was sort of a new thing for him. I think he'd been a Reiki healer for quite some time, but not really using it in that kind of way. So now he's far more open with it, and he's worked on a fair few people now. But I was just blown away, because that's not what I was expecting whatsoever. And then that made more sense to me, rather than, I guess, like a biblical kind of priest or something praying. Because it's like, well, if it's energy, why would you not use energy healing in order to relieve that person of that entity?
Yeah. It's the whole exorcism type of thing is, it's such a weird and unique type of, I guess, experience when it comes to the paranormal, because it would really make an individual kind of question, you know, what's real when it comes to religion. Because I'm not really one for, you know, diving in deep on religious talk, because, you know, I believe everyone can believe what they really want.
Yeah.
But then it can really make you go, well, you know, if there's that much evil that's out there, you know, is there a good, is there a balance to it? You know, is this like a Star Wars thing? Is a balance of a force type of thing? And it's kind of like, well, you know, do evil, really bad things out there exist like that, that can take over you, that you can essentially be powerless to?
Yeah, it's pretty wild to think, but and even just the last episode I did where I spoke to some demonologists, which is very interesting as well. I spoke to a Catholic, an atheist per se, and a Satanist. So very, very different sort of backgrounds. But they all kind of came to the same conclusion that there are entities out there which aren't too dissimilar from us that are demonic. And that's not, and that obviously has a very negative connotation around it as well. But that's a lot of new media, I suppose, even religion and so on, who's really victimized that. But my understanding is there are these entities not too dissimilar from us in the sense of they're quite selfish, very self-aware, you know, very much so like people, kind of just doing their thing. And, you know, you can summon them if you so choose. And I don't know, every sort of entity has its own kind of thing. So if you say you wanted to curse someone, you could actually find a particular demon who will do that. But at the same time, you could do a ritual for, you know, making you wealthy if you so choose. And then, you know, potentially this entity will actually help you in your life to you know, become more wealthy and so on. So it was way more complex than I ever thought, I suppose, the whole demonic entities and exorcism type thing. I think it's, you know, I think we all just have this very basic overview of it when you don't really know. So I must say, I didn't really know a ton about it, but after speaking with people now, I'm like, okay, I can get way more around this now because it's a little more scientific, I would say, than religious, or even, I guess, even more spiritual, you'd say, than religious. So more scientific, more spiritual.
Yeah, it's so interesting because I find when it comes to the world of the paranormal, the unknown is that I don't think there's a right and wrong way to approach any of these subjects. I think there's just different ways.
Definitely.
Well, Dylan, it has been absolutely fascinating chatting with you, mate. I could talk to you literally all night. We could go back in and compare war stories of, you know, fantastic guests, things like that. But, mate, I want to give you a couple of minutes to really give yourself a good plug because I really do think the listeners of my show will really, really enjoy yours because, you know, there's not many of us Aussie podcasters out here doing this type of paranormal aspect when it comes to podcasting. So, mate, let the people know where they can find you and, yeah, give yourself a good plug here.
Oh, thank you. So pretty much wherever you get your podcasts currently, a Paranormal Thoughts podcast should be there. So, you know, I post to literally SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple Podcasts. I think those are sort of the big ones currently. But really anywhere you can get podcasts, we're on Instagram and Facebook. I always tell people to jump on the Instagram because that's kind of where I sort of do, like, you know, polls and sort of ask questions. It's way more interactive over there and so on. I also have a blog, which is paranormalthoughtspodcast.wordpress.com. And that's usually just for when I post a episode. If I have any external links or any kind of source material, I'll chuck it up on there. And also Patreon as well. If you go and actually enjoy some of my podcasts, you can actually then get bonus content as well for every episode. So a bit of fun over there. But I think that's really about it. But yeah, I guess if you enjoy Cade's podcast, and you enjoy, you must obviously enjoy the Aussie accent. So that's a must. That's a big plus. So yeah, I'd love for you guys to come check it out. Because I must say, my audience would, you know, if they haven't already found this podcast, which I can guarantee they have, because Cade does very well for himself. It's just a massive family pool of everything spooky and paranormal. I must say that we both do. So I'd love for you guys to come check it out.
Yeah, and I'll leave links in the show notes for the best places to subscribe to that. And seriously, go give Dylan a subscribe. Go check him out. He does fantastic work, and his audio quality is second to none. So, Dylan, thank you for coming on the show again. It's been fantastic having you on, mate. And we'll have to tee this up again sometime soon.
Definitely. You'll be hearing Cade on Paranormal Thoughts podcast in the future. Definitely.
And that's going to do it for tonight. And remember, if you have had an encounter, get in touch with me. My email address is believe@ccradio.com.au, or you can message me on Facebook, and that's facebook.com/believeUFO radio. Until next time, stay safe. And you've been listening to Believe, Australian Paranormal and UFO Radio.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.